play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
We are underway here at Augustana College at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout. Cornell Dotson shoots a three from the right wing, and both teams have scored on their opening possessions. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead 3-2 over the Bettendorf Bulldogs, who come in with a record of 4-2. The MAC team from the Iowa side of the river, the opponent today. Fourth time these two teams have met up in the what's now called the Genesis Shootout. Genesis Medical Systems up here, the primary sponsor of this event here at Augustana College. Down low, this is Devin Wakefield, who scored the first and now the second bucket of the game for the Bulldogs, and they've gone down low to him on the inside on both possessions, and he scored to give Bettendorf a 4-3 lead.
Good move inside with his back to the basket. A little lefty hook, a little right-handed up and under. Outstanding moves inside.
Bettendorf starts off in a zone, which the Silver Streaks have seen several times throughout the season. The challenge for Galesburg is not to just become content shooting jump shots. As Anderson launches a three from the outside, Quinn's shot bounds out of bounds on the baseline after the miss, and Bettendorf will get it back. Three keys to the game today, Steve. Let's start off with one of them here.
And they're all very, very much related. The first one is, again, we talk about winning a doubleheader, not having a letdown, expending so much energy last night, and certainly playing two games within one day. And the other thing with that is that we're going to have a deeper bench because of that, and I'll get to another reason why we'll have to have a deeper bench today as well.
Cornell Dotson playing with that wrist taped, not as heavily as it was last night in the win over Alleman. A quick shot from the corner actually turns out as a pass down low, but then a goaltending after the shot hung on the rim down low by Lucas Hayes and then tipped in by Ty Alexander, but the ball was still in the front of the rim, so the basket is waved off. And the Bettendorf Bulldogs still with a 4-3 lead, but Galesburg back on offense now. Not quite 2 minutes into this game.
And they've tried to get the ball inside all three possessions.
Khalil Hodge on the outside. The Streaks, meanwhile, have taken 2 3-point shots on their first two possessions. Cornell hit one of them. He's going to try again, and he hits again. Well, if Cornell's going to hit him, go ahead and shoot him all day long.
Yeah, you're getting three for there, too. So certainly if we keep this trend going, we're in good shape.
6-4 Galesburg, 5:45 to go opening quarter. Illinois teams haven't won a game yet in this tournament or in this event. Turnaround jumper down low by Hayes gets his own put back after the block by Jacob Carl, and it ties the game at 6, and they continue to pound the ball to the inside. Hodge on the outside, Anderson into the left corner over to Andrew. Silver Streaks start the same starting five that they have started pretty much since the Thanksgiving tournament. Here's Quinn to the left wing, up top to Hodge. Inlet pass to Carl, steps out to the free throw line, right side baseline, goes to Andrew trying to cut in for the right side, and off his hands out of bounds.
Yeah, a little unforced turnover. We moved the ball better that time as we got into the high post and then went opposite. Just a pass that went off of Andrew's hands.
Bulldogs bring it up court, tied at 6, just over 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Trevor Feller on the outside, down low to the baseline, Ty Alexander, a 6'1 senior, dribbling up top to the top of the arc. Gives it off to Wakefield. Steps left, steps to the free throw line, shoots and scores. Wakefield, 3-for-3 from the field here in the early going. 6 of their 8 points, and Mike Reynolds, unhappy, calls a 30-second timeout.
And so far, our ball pressure and our interior defense have not been up to the quality that we normally expect. And I think that's the timeout here. The timeout's about making some of those adjustments, reinforcing how we defend against the ball on the perimeter and how we defend inside. I think down there as well, we're trying to move the ball and skip the ball a little bit more instead of going around the outside. And like you said earlier, we don't want to settle for threes all day long. That's a recipe for disaster.
Talked about winning the doubleheader. How about another key to today's game, Steve?
Taking advantage of what I call a wounded animal here. They're without their best player, and he's a really, really good player. Where they're trying to patchwork their ball club here, we need to really take advantage of a ball club that's not at full strength and really take it at him here. Not be passive, but really put the hammer down here.
Quinn Anderson on the outside, now into the left corner to Andrew. Dribbles to the right, picks it up, skips it back out to Quinn. Who reverses back toward that direction, right in front of the Bettendorf bench. Now they get it to the inside. Ball batted away. Second turnover by the Silver Streaks after the Bulldogs come up with a steal. Pushing it into the front court. Alexander steps back from the wing. Air balls one from the outside. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hayes as he tried to keep it away from Jacob Carl, and the Streaks will get it back.
You know, within that second one there of taking advantage of a wounded team, that kid there does everything for him and handles the ball. We're going to have to pressure them at some point in time and get up into them in terms of a full court type of pressure.
In fact, Mike Reynolds, if you were with us in his pregame interview, as Dotson puts up another three, this one's off the mark. His first two baskets were from the right wing. This is more from up top to the left. Missed it. Ball goes out of bounds, and the Streaks get it back. And Coach Reynolds said in the pregame, in some ways it makes it harder to scout them because they're still trying to figure out their roles and try to find out what they can do. Now Cornell from the spot where he hit twice. This one rattles in and out. Just about down, but Wakefield gets the rebound, pushing it into the front court. 6-6, drive down the lane. Kahaj flops down after Wakefield runs him over. Shot falls off the rim. No foul called either way. Streaks get the rebound. Here's a three from Hodge from the right wing and hits. And all of Gale's baskets have been from the perimeter. And the Streaks lead 9-8.
And every one of our shots as well.
Driving it in from the left side, Devin Wakefield. Pulls up, fadeaway from the baseline. Air balls it under the basket. Hayes with a putback. That one is in and out. Andrew Anderson with another rebound. Tough break for Bettendorf. Into the front court. Hodge going to try it again. And it's good again. Hodge with two threes. Dotson with two threes. Streaks lead 12-8.
Yeah, shooting the ball beautifully right now.
All from that wing, too.
Yeah.
We haven't made a shot anywhere else on the floor. They're all four from the right wing over there.
That spot has got something going over there at this point.
And now Bettendorf calls a 30-second timeout. Did we get the third key to the game? I don't think we did yet.
The third key is a little bit about the floor. You're playing on a college floor, which is 10 feet longer than a normal high school floor. You know, you put those other two things, that their depth isn't going to be as good. We can get up and pressure them and need to full court-wise with their guard being out. We've got to be able to be aware of that. There's a fatigue factor in that. And there's a real spacing factor in that with that 10 more feet. And our bench is going to be much more important in this, too. So, again, all three of those are very much related. And let's see how we react. I do know that we don't want to live only on this by the three-point shot alone here. We're going to have to certainly try to create some turnovers in a full court situation because you're not going to continue to shoot at that rate, at least most of the time.
Right.
And we get a turnover right there.
Yeah, and they do turn it over coming out of the timeout. Bettendorf's first timeout and their second turnover. Up top, Cornell to the free throw line. Skips it out to Hodge. Dribbles right. Now Cornell gives it back to him, playing a little keep away on the outside. Cornell fakes right, goes left down the lane, skips it out. Anderson up top, Quinn finds an opening in the lane, pulls up at the free throw line, rattles it through.
That's great ball movement there, an outstanding offensive execution there. Some penetration, some kicks. We went side to side, reversible, nice offensive set.
Galesburg by six now, 14-8, 2:35 to go first quarter. Joseph Parker, a six-foot senior, into the game for Bettendorf. Up top instead, this is Wakefield down the lane. Runs into Quinn, ties him up, alternating possession, sends it back Gelsberg's direction. Good job defensively by Quinn Anderson to create the turnover.
Whenever we can extend this lead, we want to do so. Again, a ball club that's missing their leader, that doesn't have a lot of firepower here, has a harder time to catch up in a ball game if you can really extend your lead.
Gelsberg sophomores, winners in that side of the shootout earlier today. Andrew Anderson hits a 17-footer from the left baseline, and now the Streaks starting to light it up from the inside and leading by eight at 16-8. They've scored 10 in a row. And now a reach-in foul called on Cornell as Trevor Feller brought it across the midcourt. That'll be the first foul of the game on Dotson and on the Silver Streaks.
And Cornell, that's where you have to temper it. That looks like not a good foul, and it's not. But Cornell is extremely aggressive. He's going to make steals, and steals like that end up transition points. So you sometimes have to accept the good with the bad there.
Devin Wakefield pulls up, 17-footer. Missed it under the basket. Quinn Anderson with a rebound. Wakefield's already taken six shots in this game, made his first three, missed his last three. Gelsberg by eight, under 2 minutes to go first quarter. Andrew up top at the top of the arc. Now Dotson with it. Thought they might go back door. Not a whole lot of offensive movement in this half court. Now things start to pick it up a little bit. Dotson into the right corner to Quinn. Back up top to Cornell. Reverses back to Quinn. Fakes a three. Steps inside the arc. Feeds it left side to Cornell. Penetrates. Scoops it back out. Khalil will shoot it. That one's in and out.
Again, excellent set there. A penetration and a pitch out. And got a good look again.
Wakefield with the rebound. Bettendorf with the ball down 8. 1:20 to go. First quarter here at the shootout. On the outside, Hayes. See if he tries to go around Jacob Carley. Drives into the lane. Khalil comes over and stuffs him, but also gets him with the body. And this will be a two-shot foul for Lucas Hayes. 6'6", 245-pound sophomore for Bettendorf.
Uses his body beautifully in there with his back to the basket. Tried to get into the lane there and a little lefty hook and got fouled there. And, again, played through the contact, got two shots.
Hayes comes in just 50% from the free throw line, averaging 7.5 points a game, knocks the first one down. He's got 3 points in the game. That snaps the 10-0 run by the Silver Streaks, and it's a 7-point Galesburg lead at 16-9. Blake Tyler, 5'11 junior, into the game for the Bulldogs. Again, they're playing without DJ Carton, their starting point guard, and a very respectable Division I recruit as Hayes knocks down the second free throw. He's averaging 21.5 a game. No one else was even close to averaging in double figures for Bettendorf when he went down with the injury. Feller and Wakefield at 7.5 points a game. Phil Gist at 7 points a game. Lucas Hayes at 7.5 a game. So good balance, but no real definitive go-to guy with Carton out of the lineup. And as Mike Reynolds said in the pregame, still kind of finding their way a little bit.
And he brings so much to the table, from ball handling, presence, great skill, a score.
How about Cornell scoring from the right corner? He's got 3 three-pointers in the first quarter, and Galesburg leads by 9, 19-10, under a minute to go.
Absolutely a torrid shooting pace by the Streaks.
On the left side, driving in. Feller cut off on the baseline. Tries to dump it off to Peter Bauer in the lane. Bad pass. Stolen away. Cornell leads a 2-on-1. Leaves it over to Khalil coming in from the left side. And stuffed going down the left side of the lane. No foul called as Phil Gist took him step for step down the lane. Anticipated the pass through and knocked it out of bounds.
Great steal there by Cornell. Picked his pocket as he went into the lane.
Clark Hawkins on the inbound from the baseline. Cornell with a fadeaway knocks it down. He's got 11 in the first quarter. What wrist injury? Streaks lead by 11, 21-10.
Everything he's throwing up's going in.
Under 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Illinois teams haven't won a game yet through the first three here at this shootout at Augustana. Galesburg off to a good start in the first quarter here. Up top, Trevor Feller. Now to the right side over to Blake Tyler in the lane. Shot rolls off. Bettendorf coming down with a rebound, but then Joseph Parker on the floor with the ball. His knees touched the baseline, so he gives it up on the out of bounds.
Justin Inhofe coming in here in this last possession against the zone. Look for him to get a shot potentially here.
Streaks up 21-10. 10 seconds to go, opening quarter. Hodge and Quinn Anderson will bring it across midcourt. This is Cornell with it on the right side. Dotson dribbles left. Now skips it over to Quinn. He'll fire the three. In and out at the buzzer. Good first quarter for the Streaks, 21-10 over Bettendorf after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You need them for work. You need them for play. You live in your boots and you're hard on them, which is why you need brands that have stood the test of time, brands that are worth the price. You'll find them at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. They have an impressive selection of Red Wing and Timberland boots that'll keep your feet safe, comfortable, and dry. And they offer 15% off all boots every single day. Get old-fashioned service and boots you can live in. When it's time for new boots, it's got to be Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Genesis Shootout at Augustana College. Brad Vinowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. Good first quarter for the Silver Streaks, leading Bettendorf 21-10. Fourth time these two teams have met up in the shootout. Bettendorf has won two of the three. Silver Streaks have lost the last 2 years here at this shootout. They're 7-8 in their 15-year history. And now Cornell creates another turnover. Parker dribbled it down to the end line. Cornell reached in, slapped the ball out of his hands, and off Parker's knee out of bounds. Sixth Bulldog turnover.
Very quick hands and timely hands as he got his hand in there and swatted the ball loose and off the Bettendorf kids off his leg.
Fairly loosely officiated game. You see that in an event like this when you're trying to keep seven games on schedule as Cornell travels with it. A little stutter step at the top of the arc. Third Galesburg turnover.
Just trying to do things too quickly there.
21-10 Galesburg. Streaks shot 8 of 13 from the field, 5 of 10 from three-point range in the opening quarter. And let's see if they try to change it up a little bit here in the second quarter. Are they going to continue to shoot from the outside, or might they attack the basket a little bit more here? We'll see.
I think you're going to see there in that first one, they tried a little high post back cut. See me seeing him spread here and try to get some ball movement and some layups, easier shots.
Joseph Parker goes down to the low blocks. Peter Bauer with a turnaround jumper. Won't go down. Jacob Carl fights off three Bettendorf Bulldogs for the rebound. Galesburg into the front court. Dotson, left side over to Hodge. Khalil puts the ball on the floor. Cut off before he gets to the baseline. Andrew comes out for the pass. Now dribbles to the right side toward the top of the arc. Picks it up. Hodge comes out high for it. Couldn't handle the pass. And Tyler stole it away from him. Two turnovers here in the opening parts of the second quarter. Now Andrew picks up his second foul as Bettendorf gets it into the front court. And right in front of the Galesburg bench, reaches in, tries to slap the ball out of the Bettendorf player's hands. And I guess that's just the first foul on Andrew.
Brad, our first two possessions here were a little sloppy. We were certainly not doing the same things that we were doing throughout the first quarter. We need to clean that up a little bit.
On the left side. Bettendorf gets it back up top. Joseph Parker to the right side into the hands of Tyler. Coming out for the pass, or rather this is Tyler with it now. Now Tyler Wellman into the game at the quarter break.
Look for a back cut here.
To the free throw line. They do go that direction. Ty Alexander runs over Hodge, and they call Hodge for getting there too late, picking up the defensive foul instead of the charge. And that's the second foul of this half on Khalil Hodge. Fourth team foul on Galesburg. None on Bettendorf with 6:34 to go in the first half.
What they're trying to do there is on the ball side, on the perimeter, they get the ball into the high post, then have a back cut on the weak side where our player's on an island guarding, and they've got a layup possibility and, in this situation, near a foul.
So Hodge goes to the bench with his second foul, 6:34 to play first half. Ty Alexander knocks down both free throws. First points for either team here in the second quarter. It's 21-12 Galesburg as we have our first palindrome score of the weekend. Silver Streaks leading by 9. Sophomores won by 9 earlier. Coach Chad Thompson's team now 6-4. Andrew found an opening. Attacks all the way down the lane and up with the right hand.
Very nice move to the basket. Got right to the rim.
Back to an 11-point Galesburg lead, 23-12. Trying to become the first Illinois team to win in this year's shootout. Three Davenport teams have won the first three games over Port Byron, Riverdale, Geneseo, and Alleman. Alleman, after getting off to a 6-0 start, has lost four in a row, including Galesburg's victory last night at Don Morris Gym. Crossover dribble by Alexander. Loses Dotson down the right side of the lane, up and in.
Very nice move to get around Cornell there. Nice little stutter step hesitation dribble. He got to the front of the rim as well.
9-point Galesburg lead. Quinn Anderson, left elbow extended. Lob on the inlet pass to Jacob Carl. Tries to work his way into the lane. Cut off there. Skips it out to Nick Fields on the right side. Now to the left side, over to Andrew. Top of the arc left. Drives in. Bounces it off underneath. Jacob Carl up and in with a basket. And a foul from the backside. Jacob in great position. Anderson drew the defense on the drive and dumped it off for the easy lay-in.
Outstanding sequence there. We got an isolation. Andrew did what he's supposed to. He went to the goal. Help side came, and he made a nice little dump-off pass to Jacob. And Jacob gets the layup, and now's a chance to make a three-point play out of it.
First basket of the afternoon for Jacob Carl. Foul on Blake Tyler is the first foul on Bettendorf. Carl's free throw off the mark, but Cornell Dotson gets the rebound. Feeds it through the lane to the outside, Nick Fields. Inside the right side of the arc. Now down the lane, Quinn. Pump fakes up and in on a good feed from the outside by Nick Fields.
Great patience by Nick. He let it develop and then made the pass at the exact right time.
Turns out to be a four-point play. Galesburg leads by 13 now, 27-14. 5 minutes to go first half. Driving left baseline, Devin Wakefield. Loses it out of bounds. Seven Bettendorf turnovers now.
Great rotation by Quinn as he came over and forced that turnover by doing what he was supposed to do, filling that spot.
Anderson, Fields from the backcourt across the timeline. Carl, Dotson, Andrew Anderson in the front court. Fields with it on the left side. Picks up his dribble. Up top between the circles, Cornell Dotson. Now to the left side, Andrew. Wants to drive with it. Cut off on the baseline. Skips it back out. Cornell looking for an opening. He'll fire the three instead. A little bit off the mark. Hangs on the rim. And Bettendorf comes down with a rebound. Alexander out with it into the front court for the Bulldogs. Hesitation drive. Stops at the free throw line. Dishes it back behind him. Wellman airballs a three. And under the basket, Wakefield in perfect position for the rebound. Another three. This one's off the mark. Again, out of bounds. And the Streaks will get it back.
Yeah.
Two ugly looking shots
that didn't even draw iron there. And again, our kids are rotating well there. There's a lot of energy and activity on the defensive end. And again, we're doing the job that we need to do in terms of team play, where you fill spots, you help and recover, you're in the help side, good positioning. Nice job on our team defense.
Andrew on the left wing. Silver Streaks lead by 13. Inlet pass to Jacob, steps to the basket, lays it in. Defender came around the front side of Jacob, got on his hip. So that allowed Jacob to receive the inlet pass from Anderson and just step to the basket and lay it in.
Pinned him perfectly, and Andrew had to deliver the pass right where it needed to be, and he did so.
Illegal screen set by Bettendorf, and that'll be their eighth turnover of the half and the first foul of the game on Lucas Hayes. And the Silver Streaks just building on the lead here. They've outscored Bettendorf 8-4 here in the second quarter to go up to a 15-point lead now. And looking for more with 3:45 to go in the half.
When we talked about one of our keys to really get after a wounded animal here, this is what we've got to do.
And there's Andrew driving in from the left side. Gets the basket and the foul. Andrew saw the opening from the left wing, attacked the baseline, and he's got a chance at a three-point play. And very quickly, three team fouls on Bettendorf. Ty Alexander with his first, and the Streaks have it up to a 17-point lead.
And
Anderson's free throw is good.
Running on all cylinders. Let's come back and get another stop and extend it further.
32-14 after the three-point play by Andrew Anderson, who now has seven here in the first half. Trevor Feller on the wing, up top to Wakefield. Alexander pulls up inside the free throw line, missed it. Jacob Carl hauls down another rebound.
We're limiting them to one shot as well.
Streaks quickly into the front court. Cornell, left side of the arc, dribbles to the right side. Now Andrew with it on the wing. Up top, Fields. Anderson, Quinn that is, comes out for the pass, leaves it off to Cornell, right back to Quinn on the left wing, squares up for three, a little bit short, and off the rim into the hands of Wakefield for Bettendorf for the rebound.
Again, good ball movement, though.
Yep, can't argue with the shot selection. Set it up nicely. Under 3 minutes to go, first half. Gelsberg by 18. Inlet pass, batted away by Anderson.
Great hands there by Andrew.
Nick
all
down
the way
to the
basket.
Off the left side, too strong off the backboard. Gets his own rebound out to Cornell for three.
You know, you make your own breaks in this game. Huh. Our hands are active. We are active on, you know, with our bodies as well and our feet. And everything is running on all cylinders right
After now. After a 10-0 run in the first quarter, the Streaks have a 12-0 run going here in the second quarter, forcing a Bettendorf timeout. 2:34 to go first half in the Streaks lead, 35-14. I want to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Gelsberg Nissan, for providing our transportation this weekend to Rock Island twice, just down the road, Alleman High School, and now today to Augustana College. As Steve and I are traveling in the 2017 Nissan Rogue, the Star Wars Special Edition, fittingly enough for what may be a record-breaking premiere for the latest in the Star Wars saga. And I guess we have to say this is the dark side vehicle since it's all black. We love it. Great, smooth ride. And you can check it out, just a little over 14,000 miles, the 2017 Nissan Rogue Star Wars Special Edition, and part of the terrific certified pre-owned fleet at Gelsberg Nissan, where you can also take advantage of the new lifetime powertrain warranty available on all new vehicles and all used vehicles that are less than 5 years old and with less than 80,000 miles on them. And this one does qualify. Be sure to check out all the terrific selection at Gelsberg Nissan and ask them about that lifetime powertrain warranty. You just can't find a better deal on a vehicle in Gelsberg. Our thanks to Gelsberg Nissan for providing our transportation. Lucas Hayes had the ball batted away by Eric Anderson, who checked in at the, or Eric Davidson rather, at the timeout break. Eric batted it loose, but then Hayes was able to control it and then attacked the basket and got fouled.
And this is where Coach Reynolds will spot play some guys to get them an opportunity not only to play, but also to play in some quality minutes to potentially create situations down the line, a little bit of an audition. Eric is a very long kid who could guard the post, and he's out there to do that right now.
To the free throw line, Hayes makes the first and the second, so he's 4-for-4 from the line. Doesn't look at all like a 50% free throw shooter coming into this game. He's got 6 in the game. He and Wakefield, each with 6 to lead the Bulldogs, who trail by 19 with 2:15 to go first half. Cornell on the left side. Anderson, good discipline by Cornell. He was wide open, could have shot it. Streaks want to set things up for a better shot.
And we have shot them out of their zone. They're now playing man against us.
Fields on the right side. Quinn Anderson between the circles. Now reverses back right to Andrew, who will drive. Fades into the lane. Shot rolls off the rim. Good box out by Wakefield to get the rebound. Good move by Andrew. Shot just didn't go down.
Absolutely gives him space to operate. He got to the rim again.
Goes for the steal. Frees up Wakefield to drive. Blocked by Nick Fields. Wakefield gets it back. Cut off in the lane. Skips it to the outside to Feller. Fires up a quick three off the back of the rim. And a foul over the back on Wakefield. Quinn Anderson and Wakefield both had pretty good position. Wakefield went up over the top of Anderson. You don't get away with that very often, and he picks up the foul.
Yeah, in that kind of situation, no matter whether it looks clean or not, most of the time you're going to get called for that foul going over the back.
So the Silver Streaks with a 19-point lead and the ball. Under a minute and a half to go first half. 4 team fouls on Bettendorf now. Clear out the right side of the lane. Cornell keeps it on the outside on the dribble. Now back behind him to Quinn. Fields, Davidson, and Andrew Anderson on the floor also for the Streaks, wearing the home white jerseys here today at Augustana. Fields with it on the right side. We were back and forth through the first quarter. Gelsberg got the lead at 9-8 and has the entire way since. Up by 19 right now, 35-16 as we go under a minute to go first half.
Very disciplined here in the half court, running our offensive sets against their man. Milking some clock here.
Trying to extend them out. Find some lanes to attack the basket here. Dotson with it on the right side. Anderson with it now on the outside. Reverses right side over to Nick, and he'll pull it back out into the midcourt, toward the midcourt circle.
And we certainly could play for one shot. It looks like that's what it's going to be right now.
Bettendorf seems to be willing to let the Streaks do it. Not putting any pressure on the ball. Now they start to come out a little bit more. Out toward the half-court line. Fields with it now where the volleyball line would be in the high school game. Under 20 seconds to go, and the Streaks are going to work this way down. Nick almost lost the dribble between his legs, but he manages to control it. Now the Streaks call a timeout with 11 seconds to go, and Mike Reynolds will set up this final play here with 10.9 seconds remaining, and Entoff will come back in for the Streaks.
And they'll probably try to run Justin off of a screen here to get a good look at a three, and Khalil also is coming back in, who again is another outstanding three-point shooter. So we'll probably try to get some type of a screen set up to run those guys off and or penetration and pitch to get them a wide open shot as well.
Been quite a first half of the Silver Streaks. I mentioned a moment ago it was back and forth in the early going. Bettendorf scored first and the Streaks answered. Bettendorf regained the lead. Gelsberg responded with a three. It was tied. Bettendorf got the lead. Then Gelsberg hit a three to take a 9-8 lead. That was part of a 10-0 run that Gelsberg built an 8-point lead. It got up to 11 by the end of the first quarter, and all they've done is extend it here in the second quarter, up by 19 as the Streaks. Let's see what they run here in the final 11 seconds of the second quarter. Inbound to Cornell Dotson, down to 8 to go. Cornell still on the outside. Entoff comes out high for the pass on the right side, leaves it off to Khalil. 3 seconds to go. It'll be Anderson. Quinn, pull up. Baseline off the rim. Mike Reynolds applauding, though. He likes the way the Streaks ran it and got off a good shot, just didn't go down at the half. And the Streaks go to the locker room up 35-16. Take a break. We'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll go through the individual scoring. We'll talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff as well. At the break, up 35-16 over Bettendorf at the Genesis Shootout here at Augustana College. You're listening to Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I'm Chris LeGros, broadcasting live from the Boatload of Toys Toy Drive at Walmart Supercenter to benefit the children of Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center here in Galesburg. Safe Harbor is a nonprofit community agency that provides confidential help to individuals who are experiencing violence in their relationships and may have ran from the domestic violence situation with a child, and we want to make sure that child has something under the Christmas tree to unwrap come Christmas morning to make sure they have a smile on their face. Please donate a new unwrapped toy or make a cash donation at Walmart Supercenter for our Boatload of Toys.
Employer, tired of not finding qualified candidates to hire? Old methods not working anymore? Reach active and passive candidates when you use the power of radio combined with this region's very own job board, Galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll talk to them at work, home, and at play. That's the power of radio.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at the Genesis Shootout at Augustana College. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. Good first half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A little back and forth battle early on, and then Streaks put together two shutout runs, 10-0 in the first quarter, 12-0 in the second quarter, and lead by 19 here at the half. And in all fairness to Bettendorf, they're not at full strength, but, you know, in fact, you and I were talking before we went on the air here, Steve. You can't feel sorry for them. You got to take advantage of it and go
absolutely
after them.
Absolutely. Take advantage of the wounded animal, wounded dog, whatever you want to call it here, and really, really exploit it, and we've done that.
So the Streaks with a 19-point lead. Let's take a look at our first half numbers. Our statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let's start off with the team numbers, Steve.
Yeah, shooting-wise, I mean, you can take a look at all aspects of our game today, and they're running on all cylinders, but we shot the ball beautifully, 14 out of 25 for 56% from the field, 6 out of 13 from beyond the arc. That's 46%. Again, another outstanding number. We're playing good defense now at the other end. They're only 5 out of 19, 26%, 0 for 4 from beyond the arc at nothing. Rebound-wise, we're even there at 11 apiece. And turnovers, we're taking care of the ball. We're moving the ball beautifully. We're not committing any unforced turnovers tonight. We had 4, and they had 9.
Free throw shooting. Bettendorf was 4 for 4 in the first half. And for them, good thing they were, because they weren't getting much from the field, as Steve just indicated. Streaks only went to the line twice, both on three-point plays, and made one out of two. Galesburg leads 35-16 at the break. Let's run through our scores here at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout, the Genesis Shootout, the sponsors. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it early on today. Davenport Central was a five-point winner over Port Byron Riverdale, 61-56. Davenport West clobbered Geneseo, 74-44. And then in the game right before ours, Alamut did not look at all like the team that we saw at Don Morris Gymnasium last night, as they lost in Davenport North 72-58. And we mentioned earlier the game really wasn't even that close. Alamut was never really in the game the entire second half. So the fact that Galesburg's up 19 here at the break could If it stays like this, it'll be the first win for Illinois. And the Illinois teams have to sweep the rest of the way in order to win this shootout. We'll talk about the rest of the schedule when we come back. We'll run through the individual scoring. We'll talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff as well. 35-16 Galesburg over Bettendorf. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
The United Way of Knox County is working hard to provide support for our Alice families. Alice families are asset limited, income constrained, yet employed. They are working, sometimes multiple jobs, but still not able to make ends meet. It is our goal to provide quality programs to keep these neighbors from falling through the cracks. To do that, we need your support. This is Lon Dunn, Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County. Donating is easy. Text UWKC4U to 41444.
Anything under your vehicle that affects drivability, we can fix it. Tires, shocks, brakes, wheel alignment, even air conditioning. Just give us a call.
You better call Dave.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIO forecast, sunny skies for the rest of today with a high of around 51 tonight, becoming mostly cloudy and a low down around 30. Cloudy conditions for tomorrow as well with a chance of showers and a high of 42. Tomorrow night is going to be cloudy, low 33. To start your week off Monday, partly sunny conditions, high 48. Monday night, partly cloudy, a low of 33. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 51 degrees on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Galesburg sophomores won on their side of the Iowa-Illinois shootout earlier today. They won by 9. They're 6-4 on the season. Right now, the varsity leading by 19. Let's go down to the sideline. Steve Cheeseman is with Ryan Hart.
Back here at Augustana College as we continue with our halftime show here, we're joined by Coach Ryan Hart. Coach, we've got a 35-16 lead. You and I have been up here a long time. We both talked. This is about the best half we played here, isn't it?
This is. I mean, take away the first 3 minutes. I mean, it's been very, very good after that.
What are we, you know, and I know we're not satisfied, what do we talk about now to try to continue this kind of thing, to sustain this thing and maybe take it off and really run away here?
Keep pushing the ball. They're a little bit slow getting back in transition, so we could use that for a little bit of an advantage. We got to make sure that when they switch that we're driving into their switches just because they're running and scrambling, so therefore they're not going to be protecting the rim very well. And we got to play defense still.
Okay, Coach, thanks a lot. Let's get another one here.
Thank you.
Run through the individual scoring. Our thanks to Steve Cheeseman and Ryan Hart joining us here at halftime for our coaches interview brought to you by Credit Insurance. Rest of our first half statistics. The individual scoring, Bettendorf has two players, each with 6 points. Devin Wakefield and Lucas Hayes. 4 of Hayes' 6 points have come from the free throw line. Cornell Dotson, coming off his season high 17 at Alleman last night, has 14 in the first half, including 4 of 6 from 3-point range. Andrew Anderson has 7, Khalil Hodge 6, Quinn Anderson and Jacob Carl each with 4. No points off the bench so far in this game for the Silver Streaks. Wakefield leads Bettendorf with 5 rebounds. Nobody for the Streaks has more than 2. But again, part of that is because the Streaks are shooting so well. Again, 11 of 24 in the first half. Sorry, 14 of 24 in the first half. So shot very well, not really many offensive rebounds to be had for the Silver Streaks, and they did a nice job controlling the defensive boards as well. Galesburg will have the ball to begin the third quarter. Hodge, Carl, both Andersons and Dotson for the Silver Streaks, wearing the home white for today's game.
Really important here that we try to continue and right where we let off.
Well, here's Hodge with a quick three. Andrew chases down the rebound at the free throw line, bounces it to the right side. Quinn cutting in from the baseline, attacks and scores.
Very aggressive, and that's exactly what you got to do. You've got to continue to be the aggressor, and we talk about that. Coach Reynolds talks about that all the time.
Back to a 21-point lead, 37-16. Bettendorf wearing the road black. Ty Alexander bounces it on the inside of the big man Hayes. Almost has the ball knocked away, manages to control it, and then puts up a wild shot. Anderson with a rebound. So Andrew now leads the Streaks with four boards, getting an offensive and now a defensive rebound to start the second half.
Very good interior defense that time by Galesburg.
Dotson on the left wing, dribbles to the right, lost it briefly, gives it over to Andrew right in front of us, down below us in the corner.
Going to be able to run our sets here now against their man-to-man, need to execute.
Cornell thought maybe he'd just try to dribble right around Hayes as he pulled the big man out away from the basket. They keep it on the perimeter, though. I like Galesburg's patience here in the half court, trying to set up and find a high-percentage good shot. Jacob attacks, cut off at the free-throw line, skips it out to Cornell for three, measures it, and overshoots it. Ball chased down into the corner, and Bettendorf shields off Anderson from going for the rebound. It'll go out of bounds back to the Bulldogs.
No, Brad, one of the things that Coach Reynolds talked about last night is the calming influence that Jacob Carl has. When he's in the low post or high post, he's an outstanding passer. He delivers the ball where it needs to be. He keeps the rhythm of the offense going.
On the left side, Joseph Parker did not start the first half, comes out to start the second half. A drive down the right side of the lane by Trevor Feller, who did not take a shot the entire first half. And he attacks the basket down the right side of the lane, and he'll go to the line shooting two after a foul. The third of the game on Khalil Hodge, the first in the second half of the Silver Streaks.
And that's that offensive play that they're trying to get the ball to the high post and cut one of their players to the basket from the weak side, get an easy basket. They're trying to get easy baskets here because they're not going to be able to go toe-to-toe with this 5-on-5.
Misses the first, makes the second one. Feller's first points of the game, 37-17. Galesburg by 20, a minute and a half into the second half. Hodge on the outside, dribbles to his right. Now Anderson with it, off the elbow right in front of Mike Reynolds on the sideline. Streak swinging around to the left side. Khalil drives,
excellent,
dumps it off
pass.
Right side. Andrew up and in.
Excellent pass there. Great penetration and dish off there.
22-point Galesburg lead, 39-17. Anderson with nine in the game.
Making good decisions and playing under control is a recipe for success on the offensive end.
Really picking apart that half-court defense by the Bulldogs. Here's a free-throw line shot off the mark to the right. Cornell with a rebound, pulls it out, drives it into the front court. Quinn, hesitation drive, cut off on the low blocks, reverses directions, back out behind him to Hodge. Now up top, Carl. Left side, Dotson, squares for three and hits again. Cornell with 17 in the game, matching his season high that he got last night.
Just a clinic going on right here. I'm extremely impressed with how we're playing, all aspects of it. Very sure of ourselves, great rhythm to what we're doing.
Streaks lead by 25. Down the right side of the lane, baby hook up from the low blocks, and a foul as Hayes comes up over the top of Quinn Anderson, who came down with a rebound. And that'll be the first foul of the second half on Bettendorf.
Again, good position there. You're inside your man, between your man and the basket. You've boxed him out, and you get the rebound, and he goes over the top and fouls you.
42-17, Galesburg by 20. Again, an Illinois team has not won in this shootout yet today, and the Streaks are dominating Bettendorf here. Carl on the outside. Quinn now squares up for three. That's off the front of the rim, and the weak side rebound by Hayes knocked out of his hands. Cornell ties him up with the ball on the floor, and the ball favoring, the possession arrow favoring Bettendorf. I think that's a sophomore mistake, too. That's an example of the Streaks attacking the sophomore. Didn't protect the ball very well coming down with a rebound.
Yeah, you know, not chin it, not protect it, not be strong with it, and we're able to take advantage of it. Quinn's fading a little bit on, it's falling away a little bit on his jump shot, and that's why he's a little bit short.
Here's a jumper from the outside, and the shot rattles through.
And that's their first field goal in a long time.
Wakefield knocked it down. He leads the Bulldogs with nine. 42-20, their first basket of the second half. They had to have one earlier. Here's Andrew on the left side. Fakes it just inside the arc. Trying to work his way to the lane. Cut off there. Skips it back out. Quinn traveled with it. Hesitated as he started to pass it away, and he picked up his pivot foot. And only their first turnover of the second half, Steve?
Yeah, first turnover of the second half by either ball club, our fifth of the game.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Going back to our defensive execution, they scored early on a field goal early in the second quarter and have now went, you know, almost a half a quarter here before they scored. Tremendous defense in the half court by us.
Wakefield on the give and go, but instead Parker keeps it. Now to the outside it goes to Feller. Now Wakefield driving in from the left baseline, shoots it over the basket, and the rebound tipped into the hands of Hodge. Khalil will bring it into the front court with the left hand. Works his way to the free throw line right. Now Quinn found an opening in the lane, dumps it off baseline. Carl fakes, steps inside, up with the right hand floater, missed it, and the ball rebound tipped to the opposite side into the hands of Parker.
And a good move there by Jacob.
Yeah.
A little shot fake, got to the rim, a little runner, just didn't get it to drop.
On the right side, Phil Gist with it. Now to the left side, outside the lane, Feller. Back out behind him, three-pointer on the way by Parker, won't go. And the rebound, Andrew wisely lets it go out of bounds, and the Streaks get it back.
And we've covered up that little give and go at the high post now in the last two defensive possessions. And again, we're limiting them to one shot.
42-20, the Galesburg lead, 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Fields back into the game.
Up to now, Brad, it's been almost a textbook offensively and defensively, a textbook type of execution.
Cornell with another three, a little bit long, and the rebound knocked around. Hayes controls for Bettendorf. Bulldogs get out with it. Cornell gets back defensively with a steal. Tried to feed it from the left side through the lane on the right side, and Cornell read it perfectly. So he makes up for the quick shot miss at the other end by getting the ball back. Here's Carl with it on the wing. Drives in down to the low blocks, takes it up for the reverse lay-in, and they call him for the offensive foul using the left arm out in front of him to stave off his defender. And the push-off goes as an offensive foul, his first of the game.
Brad, I don't know if that was so much a push-off. He's just so doggone strong.
Yeah, right.
That he's able to just bull his way in there, and anybody in the road is going to get it there.
Once again, Jacob will officially sign his letter of intent Wednesday at Galesburg High School to play football at Illinois State. He'll do that down in the library. 2-hour early dismissal. It'll be after school. And here's a travel on the other end. Wakefield penetrated into the line. Speaking of, Jacob was there defensively. Wakefield ran into him, came down with the ball, and back-to-back turnovers by the Bulldogs now.
You know, Jacob, you're not going to see a lot of statistics today. He's got some boards, but he has done an outstanding job in all those little things, those intangibles that add up to a lot and allow you to win games.
Fields, Hodge bringing it across midcourt. Hodge on the dribble at the top of the arc. Now Cornell, they swing it into the right corner to Fields, who will bring it back out around the top of the circle. Andrew fakes, right, kicks it out. Hodge open for three. Got it. Good job by Andrew to draw a little bit of the defense, and he, once it collapsed on him, kicked it out for Khalil's third three of the game.
Penetration and pitch, get a wide open. Just what you're supposed to do, good decision making.
45-20, Galesburg. 2:20 to go, third quarter. In the left corner, Joseph Parker, around a screen right. Pulls up at the high post, tries to bounce it to the inside to Hayes. Tries to push off on Carl, and they do call him for the push off. Third foul of the game on Hayes. Offensive foul sends it the other direction on the 12th Bulldog turnover.
Yeah, trade offensive fouls there in the last two possessions. And we're going to get Quinn back into the ball game for us and give Andrew a breather. Nick Fields is also in the ball game for us.
Streaks with four-guard lineup here with Hodge, Fields, Quinn, and Dotson. Carl, the lone big man on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Fields has it now right side, cut off on the baseline. He'll knock it back out to Hodge. Fields with it now in front of the Galesburg bench, dribbles it all the way back out to the volleyball line with under a minute 50 to go third quarter, and the Streaks leading by 25. Only one game in this shootout has been close so far. Here's a feed.
Great
good
pass.
Look in. Backdoor cut by
Again,
Anderson.
An outstanding passing center. Jacob, great pass there and led to a layup.
Quinn with 8 in the game on the assist from Jacob Carl. 47-20 Galesburg. Under a minute and a half to go third quarter. On the give and go. Left side. Driving into the lane, Tyler, and a foul on the floor as he tried to take it through the lane to the left side. Little push off called on the Silver Streaks defensively. That'll be the first foul of the game on Quinn. And the third team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. Our officiating crew, largely a Galesburg crew here today.
Yeah, done an outstanding job, of officiating this ballgame.
Tyler knocks down the first free throw. 47-21 Galesburg. That's Blake Tyler's first point of the game. Mentioned at half, Steve, you were still in transit coming back up from the
And it was a long ways up here, too,
Brad. Yes, it sure is. Yeah, we're way up here in the end zone. up in the rafters almost. But I mentioned that the Streaks didn't have any points off the bench in this game. Not that they've needed them, leading by 26. And that continues here in the third quarter. I think that might be something Mike Reynolds might like to see happen here, if the Streaks can maintain this large advantage and get some guys in the fourth quarter.
He's got Tylan Parks into the ball game and Clark Hawkins into the ball game now here at the tail end here of the third period.
Quinn gives it off to Clark, who wasn't ready for it, but he chases the ball down before it goes into the backcourt. Here's Tylan with it now in the corner down below us. Up top to Fields. Nick to the right side to Hawkins. Parks is running baseline. Streaks trying to find an opportunity to get him open for another backdoor cut like Quinn Anderson had the last trip down the floor. Up top, this is Hawkins with it. Left side, Hodge will shoot the three instead and drains it. And Khalil's in double figures with 12 now on 4 of 6 shooting from three-point range. 28-point Galesburg lead, 50-22. Inlet pass almost stolen away. The give and go, cut off in the lane. Wellman has to kick it back out. Alexander airballs a three, saved under the basket. Bettendorf throws it out toward half court. Fields with a steal. The run out on the one-and-one, a miss. And they're going to count the basket as Alexander came in from the backside. And I don't know, I couldn't really see from up here. Maybe that banked off the backboard.
Looked
when he got
like
a hand
he got
on
it after it already came off the backboard. So it is a goaltending call.
So credit the basket to Fields. And the Streaks lead by 30 now, 52-22. And this is getting into that territory now of Galesburg's biggest victory ever in this shootout. They come in at 7-8. They beat Davenport West by 27 back in 2004. They had a 20-point victory over Bettendorf back in 2010. They've already exceeded that. Their biggest victory in this tournament, or their biggest margin of score in this, was a loss to North Scott back in 2012 when the Streaks lost by 32. So if this one holds up, this would be their biggest victory in this event.
Colby Ramirez in here to the ball game here in this last minute. Another
and
turnover.
Tylan Parks helps force a turnover on that possession. That's 5 in the quarter, 14 for the game for Bettendorf. Streaks, meanwhile, have turned the ball over only 6 times in this game. 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Fields will walk it across midcourt. Hodge looks up. There's 5 seconds. He gets it across.
Set a high ball screen.
Pulls up a high three and long, and that's the end of the third quarter. Streaks just continue to extend the lead. They add 11 points to the advantage and now lead by 30 going into the fourth quarter, 52-22. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You can get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking your head up a bull's butt, but wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? In this analogy, I, Jamie Monk, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota, am the butcher. And you, my friend, are the person looking for a good T-bone steak. But we don't sell meat. We sell cars. And we have a lot full of the most beautiful vehicles you've ever seen. What I need you to trust me on is that their price is low as anyone can go. In fact, they're the lowest prices in the north, south, east, and west. So you can drive all around confirming that fact, or you can just come get your keys at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Find them on Facebook or GalesburgToyota.com.
Watch out, folks. There's a cold front making its way here, but the forecast is calling for you to warm up with a McCafe espresso drink, like the peppermint mocha or the peppermint hot chocolate. And right now, you can get a free small McCafe drink when you buy $10 in Arch cards, the perfect holiday gift. I'm going to go on a limb here and predict there's an 80% chance you'll keep at least one Arch card for yourself. You're going to want to hurry, though, as this offer is only on the radar for a limited time at McDonald's. While supplies last, limit one per transaction at participating McDonald's.
Congratulations to Kathy Hyman and Lisa Thompson. They're among our latest winners in WGIL's Pick a Present. Time's running out and only a few presents remain. To find out how to play, go to WGIL.com.
Streaks have the ball to begin the fourth quarter here at the Genesis Shootout at Augustana College. Kobe Ramirez on the outside. Nick Fields on the perimeter. Found an opening down the lane, up with the right hand, and it rolls off. Good attack by Nick, just didn't finish the shot. Brent Mueller the rebound for Bettendorf.
We need to stay aggressive here, stay in the good habit type of mindset.
Set the Streaks lineup for you at the next offensive possession as most of the starters are out of the game. Here's a runner by Mueller at the other end, misses the reverse layup. Clark Hawkins with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. So it's Hawkins, Dotson, the only starter in the game, along with Ramirez, Parks, and Fields for the Silver Streaks. This is Clark with it now up top to Fields, right side over to Parks on the wing. Into the corner to Ramirez. End of the Galesburg bench. Dribbles left once. Picks it up. Skips it back up top to Parks. Top of the arc. Leaves it off for Dotson. To the right side, Tylan. Streaks by 30. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. 52-22. shaping up to be the first Illinois victory here in this shootout. Parks, jump stop in the lane, up and in with the left hand.
Wonderful move by Tylan there. Got to the basket, jump stop decision, and got up off the glass.
Streaks on another 12-2 run here. They had a 10-0 run, a 12-0 run earlier. This is 12-2. Pump fake in the lane, shot off the back iron, batted around on the rebound, chased out. On the floor still, on a scramble for it, and a dive by Parks on the floor. Even with a 32-point lead, the Silver Streaks going for those 50-50 balls, and the tie-up keeps it on Bettendorf's end.
Great hustle by Tylan there. Again, competing hard. Again, continuing those good habits.
On the inbound to the left side, Mueller. Up top it goes to Tyler, who missed the runner just a moment ago. Alexander now up top to Wellman. Dribbles right side of the arc, picks up his dribble, keeps it on the outside. Minute 45 to go, gone here in the fourth quarter. Streaks have held Bettendorf to 22 points. Sophomores winners earlier as well in their side of the shootout. Coach Chad Thompson's team now 6-4 on the season. Into the right corner it goes. Feller dribbling left, cleaves it off underneath the basket.
Very nice screen role play there by them.
Goes down by Peter Bauer. Left it off for him right on the low blocks. 30-point Gelsberg lead, 54-24. Jacob Young will check in for the Streaks at the next opportunity. Dotson the only starter in the game for the Gelsberg Silver Streaks. Up top to Hawkins, to the right side Fields. Now onto the wing to Kobe. Kobe reverses it left and back around the arc. The Streaks go. Hawkins keeps it on the perimeter. Fields on the outside. Leaves it off for Dotson. Bettendorf will send in Joseph Parker at the next opportunity. Cornell fires a three, and he's got a career-high 20 now.
Shot the ball beautifully with great rhythm, great mechanics. He's been in sync the whole way, making good decisions. Here comes the back cut. Nothing there. We've really adjusted well to that.
To the right side. Pass goes to the outside. Cornell's career-high previously was 19. He had that at Rock Island last year. Inside the free throw line, Bettendorf cut off again. Now they skip it back out. Wellman, a flat-footed three, and he knocks it down.
You know, with Cornell's 20 here tonight, that bodes well for the future. It gives him that confidence to be a go-to guy. It's just one more thing that we add to our arsenal.
57-27 Galesburg, 4:40 to go. It's been quite a weekend offensively for Cornell. 17 last night in a hard-fought road victory. 20 here today. Here's Fields down the lane again, and the shot again just won't go down.
Great move by Nick. He just, bad break, didn't get it to fall.
Peter Bauer with the rebound. Down the lane, they find an opening in the layup by Bauer. So the rebound at one end, and he gets the basket at the other end. 28-point Gelsberg lead. Not quite halfway through the fourth quarter yet. Three players at the bench now waiting for the next dead ball to get into the game, including Jacob Young for the Silver Streaks. On the right side, this is Fields with it. Dribbles up top. Fends off Brent Mueller with a little body check. No foul called either way. Now Tylan down the lane. Nice. Forces it up with two hands and banks it in.
Again, another aggressive move to the basket by Tylan Parks.
Back to a 30-point lead after Bettendorf had scored the last five. Bounce pass at the high post. Stolen away by Parks. Tylan leading the break. Two on one. Gets tied up going down the right side of the lane by Tyler Wellman. I think Tylan's going to get two free throws here.
Yes.
Tylan's giving the Streaks some nice energy off the bench. You know, it's nice to see guys coming in and playing hard, not just settling for the fact that, you know, we're just going to, you know, sort of walk through these last 4 or 5 minutes of the game leading by 30. Coming in, taking advantage of the time they're getting on the floor and playing hard.
Great job by Tylan. He's coming in there. He's playing with a purpose and a focus and made lots of good decisions. Super job.
Wholesale substitutions, five in. Well, four in at the moment as Parks will shoot the second free throw. He missed the first one, and he'll shoot the second one, and if he makes it, then he'll be out, and he does. So here comes Mitchell Sampson. Has played only one other game for the Silver Streaks in the varsity level. He's played every sophomore game. So Tylan checks out with 5 points in the quarter and the game, and a 60-29 Gelsberg lead, and five fresh faces on the floor. As Eric Price bats a pass from Wellman out of bounds, and Bettendorf will hang on to it.
Again, critical for these guys to, again, get some confidence, make good decisions, play, be aggressive. Not garbage time in any way, shape, or form. Try to work on some things.
And again, really big going into an extended break for the Silver Streaks before they play again down at Taylorville at the Holiday Tournament. down the lane and up into switching hands from right to left is Buehler for the lay-in.
Nice move there. He didn't look to throw the back cut pass. He turned and went right to the rim.
On the left side, this is Young. Up top, and off, gives it back. Young will fire the three. Jacob comes up a little bit short. Ball on the floor, scramble for it, and Bettendorf gets it. Joseph Parker with the rebound. 60-31, Galesburg under 3 minutes to go in the game. Left side, they go backdoor cut, batted away. Streaks come away with the steal. 15, Bettendorf turnovers. And off down the lane, lost a handle on it, and then a scramble for it as Bettendorf went down to the floor, and a tie-up keeps it on Galesburg's side. Eric Davidson back in for the Streaks. Jalen McCants will get a breather. Two Bettendorf players in as well. Keep in mind Curtis Clark looking for some answers with his team. They're going to drop to 4-3 after this loss. And again, with DJ Carton, the starting point guard, just a junior. And he's out for an undetermined amount of time with a wrist injury. Driving into the lane. Entoff leaves it off. Kick it out. Here's Jacob Young for another three. Air balls that one. Weak side rebound. Chased down. Knocked out of bounds by Price. Back to Bettendorf.
And, you know, you feel badly for a colleague. He's a good guy. He runs a great program. Good time for him to have a break here. They can try to figure some things out. They're going to try to have to, you know, band-aid some things together and see what goes.
Curtis Clark took over a strong Bettendorf program and has kept the Bulldogs there. And this is going to be a tough year for them until they get Carton back. Missed shot on the other end, rebound by the Bulldogs, and then knocked out of bounds by the Silver Streaks. Bettendorf will hang on to it. Galesburg will go to 8-2 heading into the Taylorville tournament, where they will play one team the Streaks have already played in Dunlap, as Bettendorf turns it over on the other end. Sorry, Rantoul. Played Rantoul at the Thanksgiving tournament. Streaks will play Rantoul again. Galesburg will play Dunlap, who they will play again at their own Martin Luther King tournament in January. And the only essentially new team will be Rochester, which the Streaks will open with on the 27th. Eric Price drains a three. So Price is into the varsity scorebook, and the Streaks' lead is 32 at 63-31, a minute 45 to play.
I'd like to put a few of these in the bank, Brad.
Yeah, that's for sure. Ball batted away. Bettendorf will hang on to it. Streaks continue to cause defensive problems for the Bulldogs in the half court, and now here's another steal. Stolen away by Mitchell Sampson. Controls the dribble, a little bit out of control, so he picks it up. Gives it to Entoff. Down to the lane. Drives in from the left side, all the way in for the layup.
Beautiful little hesitation move and getting the rim by Justin.
65-31. Three of the four games in this shootout have not been close. Davenport Central beat Port Byron Riverdale by 5 in the first game. That's been the only close game so far. This Galesburg victory will be the first of the day for the Illinois schools as the Streaks get another steal. Justin down the lane again. Fouled from the backside, and Entoff will shoot two. Jalen McCants will check back into the game. And I saw a tweet from Mark Nessler of the Moline Dispatch from earlier indicating that if this keeps up, it's going to set a record at the shootout for the largest average margin of victory. I'm not sure what year that was. Previously, it was they had another year that the games weren't that close.
You sure think so here, Brad, as we've watched this. Just eyeballing this would say that's going to be a fact here if this continues on.
Yeah, I mean, the previous margin of victory, there was a 2011, all seven games were double-digit victories for the winning teams. That average margin of victory was 14.5 points a game. And we're well over that the way these first four games have gone here today, including Davenport West with a 30-point victory over Geneseo earlier. Streaks continue to cause defensive problems for Bettendorf in the half court. They can't even hardly get off a shot right now, and there's another turnover stolen away by Price. Eric into the front court. Down the left side of the lane, skips it back behind him. Justin fakes a three, up top to Jacob Young. Drives into the lane, blocked. Officials won't call that one with a 36-point Galesburg lead. The ball gets knocked out of bounds.
Have to draw blood.
Yep. And the Streaks will hang on to it. Got them for 5 turnovers this quarter. Is that right, Steve?
Yes.
19 for the game. Down to the final 25 seconds, 67-31 Galesburg. Mitchell Sampson on the left side. Ball. Nope, he lost a handle on it. Is that the first Streaks turnover of the quarter?
I've got him down for two.
Two? Okay, yeah. 8 for the game.
But, again, an outstanding. Under double digits here.
Yep.
They've handled the ball beautifully here.
67-31 Galesburg. As McCants sits down again, he and Mitchell have been playing a little trading in and out with Coach Mike Reynolds. Down to the final 12 seconds of the game. This is Kevin Mikosa, the other side for Bettendorf. Shot off the front of the rim. Had a hand on his own rebound and then knocked out of bounds and apparently last touched by Galesburg. Final 6 seconds of a successful shootout appearance for the Silver Streaks. They've lost the last 2 years up here. They'll even their overall record in the Iowa-Illinois shootout to 8-8 as Endoff blocks the last shot of the game by Brent Mueller. Eric Price gets the rebound, and that's how this one comes to an end. 67-31 as the Streaks go to 8-2 in blowout fashion. Bettendorf drops to 4-3. Postgame show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhall. And now in Galesburg, too. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Holiday shoppers, grab your list and shop local.
Attic Antiques on East Water Street in Galesburg celebrating their 40th annual Christmas sale with savings from 10 to 50% off on furniture, jewelry, books, and more. Now through January 1st, open 7 days a week.
Need a unique or original gift? Dovetail Rivet and Stitch on Seminary Street offers fine craft, contemporary art, and heirloom quality gifts to inspire all ages.
Knit 102 off of Main on Kellogg, where yarn and yoga connect with gift certificates available for the knitters and yogis on your list.
JT's Caramel Corn on the corner of Seminary and Simmons for a gift or just a treat. Remember, they ship too. Happy holidays from JT's Caramel Corn.
Arby's gift certificates make great gifts for everyone on your list. Get yours today at Arby's on North Henderson Street and have a safe and happy holiday.
You'll find unique crocheted hats, scarves, cowls, boot cuffs, and more at Linda's Ladybugs on Henderson Street with crochet lessons and made-to-order items too. Find Linda's Ladybugs on Facebook.
This holiday season, find everything you need when you shop locally.
With 3 kids in school and sports, most days you feel like an unpaid taxi driver. Your shuttle runs from the second you leave work till sometimes 10 o'clock. But lately, you're not comfortable driving at night. You've never had a problem before, but it feels like you just can't see well.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans, but thanks to Kehoe Eye Care, you won't have to dread driving at night any longer. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Calling all superfans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
The official WGIO forecast, sunny skies for the rest of today with a high of around 51 tonight, becoming mostly cloudy and a low down around 30. Cloudy conditions for tomorrow as well with a chance of showers and a high of 42. Tomorrow night is going to be cloudy, low 33. To start your week off Monday, partly sunny conditions, high 48. Monday night, partly cloudy, a low of 33. currently in downtown Galesburg. It's 51 degrees on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg wins it big here at the Genesis Shootout, 67-31. And Steve Cheeseman, we talked last night about what a great team effort it was overall, contributions from everybody, and yet we came up mutually very quickly with a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we did it here again today in Cornell Donson.
Yeah, again, when you're coming, we talked about in all of our keys about how do we react, two games in one day, all that blah, blah, blah. Well, when you do that, you can come out flat a little bit, and Cornell did not come out flat, and I thought he set the stage for our entire ball club, getting off to that great start and then just taking off from there. I mean, Cornell was wonderful on both ends of the court. His quick hands were able to get a couple of deflections and steals. Again, he shot the eyes out of it. I mean, just an all-around great game from him, and he ignited the whole day, I thought.
I still think about even in the third quarter when the Streaks already pretty much had the game well in hand, not that Coach Reynolds is going to let anybody slack off in the third quarter with a big lead. But Cornell shoots a three down. It really wasn't the best advised shot. Bettendorf tries to get out with it on the secondary break to get down for a quick layup. And there's Cornell at the other end for the steal to get back defensively and get the interception and back come the silver. Even a play like that, I thought, really defined the kind of day he had.
Yeah, and what you just said there is so true. Mike Reynolds isn't going to allow that to happen. Our kids are going to compete for 20 or 32 minutes, whatever we play, and our guys buy into that. Cornell's the perfect example there, playing hard, paying attention to every little detail, and especially making the defensive end a priority.
Take a break here on the post game. We're going to talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back after this 67-31 win over Bettendorf on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes, and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want like two.
Hello, Breedloves. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to breedlovesports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project.
It's gotta be Breedloves.
In downtown Kewaunee.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth. GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it, by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Post game here on WGIL. Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds joins us now. 67-31, the victory over the Bettendorf Bulldogs. Our post game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Steve.
Coach, I know you're never a happy person about everything, but after today's effort, I mean, we were as good as it could be in all aspects of the game. You got to be really pleased.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I thought that first minute or so, or 2 minutes, wasn't great defensively. I thought, you know, we got a little confused. And then after that, we were lights out defensively. You know, so much for Cornell's knee being banged up, because he came out and, you know, shot the net out of it. So, I mean, it was good.
I want to ask you, Steve and I were talking about, especially after as aggressive as we got last night in the win over Alleman, that we didn't want to come out here and just start shooting jump shots. You called that timeout. I know it's way, way back in that first quarter, first 3 minutes of the game. We were shooting okay from the outside. Was that part of the timeout called?
Yeah.
was to just get us to be more aggressive at that point?
Well, sometimes you know you watch the NBA and you watch college. That shooting threes is fool's gold when you make a whole bunch of them because you think you're going to.
We talked about that.
You know, you're not going to shoot 75%. So, I mean, the percentage is going to even out, and we just couldn't, you know, we just couldn't be satisfied jacking threes. We had to make sure that we got the shot we wanted. And, you know, I think only one time in the second half did I have to say, make sure we get a good shot again. And I thought we had one quick shot. That's pretty good for us.
The other thing I want to say about that point of the game was the Wakefield kid, number 25 for them, had come out and had knocked down three shots pretty early on. And it looked from up here like maybe part of your emphasis during that timeout, as much as anything, was he was getting two easy shots, we thought, in the opening. He only had one basket the rest of the game, too.
Yeah, he had a three off their five play, and you know, I think we live with him shooting threes. We remember him. You know, we played against him a lot when he was at UT. You know, so, you know, he's a transfer from East Moline. So, I mean, he's a good player and has a lot of good stuff going to the rim. But once Andrew got settled down, it's a different environment. Once you get settled down and get into it, we were really, really good.
We talked about everything good here tonight. We shot the ball as good as we've shot it all year. We end up shooting 53% from the field. We know that when you go into an environment like this where there's a depth perception issue, it can be a problem. And the other thing I want to add to this is that, you know, when we came out after that big win last week, we had a tough start against Morton. What did you say to him to make sure that became a high priority, not to do that tonight? From shooting the ball well to the energy we had, all that. What was the whole set the foundation in terms of set the stage today coming out here so none of that stuff happened?
Well, I think you've been around me long enough to know you can imagine what was on the scouting report. You know, can you do it 2 days in a row? Because last week we weren't able to. And I think it all comes down to energy. We start everything with our defense and our rebounding, and we completely shut them down there. You know, I think they went 9 minutes without a field goal is what the newspaper said. So that's a long time without a field goal. So if we can do that, we certainly, you know, you got a pretty good chance to win.
And they make one field goal in the second period right off the bat and don't score until halfway through the third quarter. So, yeah.
What does this do going into the holiday break? To get the two wins like you've been able to put together here this week and that huge win in the conference on the road last night, and then to come right back and have this kind of a game, what do you foresee this doing for your kids heading into this break?
Well, here's what one thing it does. It and I said this since the day I was hired. You win on one Friday, you got a chance to play another meaningful Friday, and that'll be not until January 12th. You know, we'll have a chance to play a meaningful Friday against a really good team. But, you know, if you're 0-3 in the league, it's not quite that meaningful. So, you know, we're in the thick of things. And did we stub our toe at home? Yeah, but we won, you know, two games on the road. And you know, we're going to go down to Taylorville and fight like crazy. The schedule's getting a lot tougher here. You know, Bettendorf's a good team and a classy program. But we know after Christmas, you know, our Christmas, we're going to hit Sterling. We're going to hit Dunlap. We're going to hit these physical, grinded-out teams, and we're going to have to be able to do it day in and day out. Rockford East has got a whole bunch of transfers. Danville may be top three or four 4A team in the state. You know, they just won a game the other day, 91-89. So, I mean, we'll have to shoot 80% that night from three to keep it going. But we've challenged ourselves this year, you know, against St. Charles East, Maine South, all those teams. It's second half heavy, but we got our guys some confidence, and hopefully we can just keep riding this momentum.
Last question, Coach. With that being said here, we've got a little unusual or unique situation this year where we don't play for 10 days. What's the approach now? What do we do here? Make sure we stay on, you know, what we're doing right now, and that's playing really, really well. What do you do here now?
It's almost a tough time to have a break in some ways.
No, I mean, we got some guys that are beat up. I think, you know, that's the number one thing. We got to get Cornell 100% healthy. We've got to get Nick Fields healthy. His ankle's been bothering him for 4 weeks now. So we got to try to get those guys some rest. And then we've got to – we're grinders. You know how I am, Cheese, and we're not letting up. We're going to – come back Monday.
There'll be some tough practices coming up. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we're not gonna we're gonna eat Whitey's on the way home, okay? But we're not gonna eat Whitey's on Monday at practice. We're gonna fight like crazy, and we're not letting up.
Congratulations, Coach. Great weekend.
Thank you.
Spinks are 8-2 after defeating Bettendorf here, 67-31, making it look a lot easier than it ever is. We'll take a final break here on WGIL. We'll come back. We'll run through all of our post-game statistics as Galesburg goes to 8-2 after this victory here today. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them, too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The story wasn't more important than the truth to them. Congratulations to this reporter. Great job.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Let's run through our final statistics here as our post-game coverage continues of Silver Streak Boys Basketball on WGIL. The numbers are brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Steve, you said it best when the coach came over. The numbers look pretty darn good here today.
Yeah, I mean, we passed the eye test in what I watched, and then we certainly, the numbers are gaudy. And you put those together, we're running on all cylinders, and this was a clinic out here today. And beat a nice program, like Coach said, and a nice basketball team, even without a player that, you know, that they miss immensely, but they still, yeah, you too, that they still, you know, are a formidable ball club, and we just beat the living tar out of them here today.
67-31 the final. Let's look at the team numbers starting us off.
We were 26 out of 49 from the field. Again, 53%. Just, you know, an outstanding shooting day and a great shooting night from beyond the three-point line. 11 out of 25 at 44%. So, again, a great shooting night for us. They were 10 out of 35 or 28%. 2 out of 9 from beyond the arc at 22%. Again, great defense, I think, led to that, too. Rebound-wise, we were out-rebounded 23-20 by them. And, again, that was an insignificant kind of thing today.
Yeah,
normally,
right,
the rebound war is. In a game where it's such a large deficit, it no longer becomes for a lot of reasons. And turnover-wise, we took care of the ball. We ran the offense both against their man and their zone extremely efficiently by moving the ball, having great tempo. We only turned it over 8 times. They turned it over 19. We just finally, you know, wore them down.
Free throws were inconsequential in this game as well. Bettendorf finished 9 out of 10. Galesburg was 4 out of 6. In fact, hey, this is Mike Reynolds for you. He comes up. I don't think we were quite back from our break when he came up to join us. And he was asking about numbers, asking if we'd seen the final statistics yet. No, we hadn't. And then you mentioned to him, you know, they all look really good. And the first thing he says after that is, well, we got out-rebounded, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a bulldog. I mean, he's the coach that, you know, we talk about we're never satisfied.
That's right.
And he's leaving here very satisfied for all kinds of reasons. Obviously with a win, but how we went about our business, how we executed. I mean, you could go down a laundry list of things here that that were really, really pleasing in a great way again to go into a little break where you can get well, like he talked about, and then work on things to take the next step.
Final individual numbers. Let's start off with Bettendorf, which finished with just 31 points. They didn't put anybody in double figures. And again, Devin Wakefield knocked down his first 3 shots of the game, and that was within the first 3 minutes. He made 1 basket the rest of the day. 3 out of 3 to start off with, 1 out of 6 the rest of the way. And that's a tribute to the Galesburg defense. He finished with 9 to lead the Bulldogs. Next up was Lucas Hayes on the inside. He got 4 of his 6 from the free throw line. Peter Bauer off the bench. Ty Alexander each had 4. Tyler Wellman finished with 3. Blake Tyler, Brant Mueller each had 2. And Trevor Feller had 1. For the Silver Streaks, Cornell Dotson led the way with 20. Khalil Hodge also in double figures with 12. Andrew Anderson finished with 9. Quinn Anderson had 8. Tylan Parks had 5, all in the fourth quarter. Jacob Carl, Justin Enthoff each finished with 4. Eric Price had 3. That came in the fourth quarter. Nick Fields had 2. And let's see, that's it. No one else scored for the Silver Streaks, who win at 67-31. Galesburg goes to 8-2. Bettendorf drops to 4-3. And the Streaks won't play again until December 27th. I think it's a 7 o'clock game against Rochester in the opening game of that Taylorville tournament. So, Steve, Merry Christmas to you and
Merry
Kelly
Christmas
and the family.
Merry Christmas to you, Brad, and to your family and to all of our fans out there. It's been a great first part of the season.
It has, yep. And we look forward to coming back with you from Taylorville again on December 27th. That's the Wednesday after Christmas. Streaks will play 5 games in 3 days and hope you can be with us then. So enjoy the rest of your weekend as we sign off from Augustana. Don't forget, we've got Fighting Illini basketball coming your way later today here on WGIL. They'll take on New Mexico State at the United Center, and that is a 6 o'clock pregame. And one other programming note that I intended to mention and just got caught up in the how well the Streaks were playing here today is that we are going to replay for you the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, which included the gentleman on my left here, Steve Cheeseman, went into the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame. And we are going to replay those ceremonies on Galesburg Live on our Saturday morning show from 7 to 9 o'clock coming up on December 23rd. Actually, 7:15 is when that will get underway after our news block at the top of the hour. So we hope you can be with us and tune in for the Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremonies again on Galesburg, Galesburg Live on Saturday, December 23rd at 7:15 for the 2 hours of our weekend programming on that Saturday. So until December 27th, when we're back with you from Taylorville, have a wonderful rest of your weekend and a very Merry Christmas. And good afternoon for now from Augustana College.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.